think it's really important when you're doing these types of things to be really honest, and there's not enough honesty in this world. Today I had a bit of a panic attack, so I'm feeling a bit exhausted. Basically had a bad start of the day where there was some drain workers outside my house, wanted me to move the van outside my house, which is my husband's work car, and then my car was behind it, so I said, yeah, I'll move it. So I put all my stuff in my car with my bag and my food for work. Then I went to move the other car, and I thought, well, I might as well just throw the keys back in the house because I don't need them. Threw the keys in through the letterbox and realised that my own car keys were in the van. So I was standing out there without any access to phone, to communication with anybody, and had a bit of a panic because I had things on in the assembly and didn't really know what to do. Tried to call a few people from the workers' phones, tried to call a locksmith, organised one, and in the meantime, luckily somebody came with a ladder and one of the workers got into my house, and I was able to retrieve my keys, and the issue was over. The trouble is, I have panic attacks sometimes, because if I'm in stressful situations, it's been triggered from being in a, you know, in a bit of a toxic relationship in the past, and I used to have panic attacks and I'd have to then go and leave a situation because I wouldn't be able to breathe properly, and it would make me feel really emotional, and I'd want to cry, and sometimes I would cry and I wouldn't be able to get my breath back. And I still have them in very tense situations. So if there's a situation in work where people are having arguments around me, that can trigger a situation where I feel anxious. Or if I'm in a discussion which becomes heated for whatever reason, as it does in politics, I can have a panic attack. And sometimes that means I'll have to leave a room urgently, because I can't sit there any longer because it's a bit difficult for me. Or sometimes I can breathe and I can get through it. And the only trouble I find is that if I leave abruptly from either a public setting or from a meeting, that people don't understand what's happening quite often. Those who are close to me know, and sometimes they can follow me out and try and help me. But other times I have heard that people think I'm being rude and that they think I'm being disrespectful when I leave a situation. Obviously that's not what I'm trying to do, it's just that I'm perfectly aware that I need to find a space to myself and to get over that situation. So even though I had that panic attack at, say, 10:30 this morning, I still have felt absolutely exhausted all day, to the point where I feel like I've run a marathon and my body is really, really tired, and I have run 2 marathons, so I know what that can be like. So I'm feeling really, really exhausted right now. And you know, I've got a good friend, her name's Emma Probert, and she is a personal trainer and life coach, and she's helped me through some breathing techniques which do help. But it's really difficult in a high pressure job like mine, because you have to return to a situation almost immediately or after a short period of time. There's not many occasions where I've found that I can take myself entirely away from a place that's causing me that anxiety. Sometimes I've asked to leave the assembly, but that in itself has caused difficulties, because then of course my record isn't as strong if I need to vote, which of course I want to do, but sometimes I'm not in that state of mind to do it. Or I do leave and then that is okay because there's no vote that day, and there's no need for me to be around. But you know, you want to be able to do your job effectively, and I think I can, obviously, but there is still a lot of stigma around when you have mental health problems or if you have anxiety and how you deal with that. And so even though I can deal with it most of the time now in a really structured and in a really progressive way. It doesn't always materialise like that. So I think what we need to ensure is that people are understanding, that people in your workplace know that that's something that can happen and that they can be sensitive to that, and that you've got people around you that can take over from you in whatever situation it is and can cover for you. And then when you're back and when you feel happy and ready to do it, then you can return on your terms. So taking, you know, having a cup of tea, talking to somebody about what the issues are, and just being supported. So I was lucky to have, you know, people this morning that were ready to help me, and that was good. But in that initial instance, I just went straight to panic mode, and it made me feel that I would be useless in any sort of emergency style situation if we did have a zombie apocalypse, because I watch a lot of zombie films. I always think, well, what would I do if there was ever a zombie apocalypse? So I do feel I'd be pretty useless in those situations, but I'm getting much better at managing it. But it doesn't help when society says, well, if you have a mental health problem or if you have anxiety, you're not capable of being X, or you're not capable of being a politician, or you're not capable of running the country. I think you are, but I think that adaptations need to be put in place, and that people need to take your anxiety seriously. And for me, I think sometimes that happens well, where people understand it and are able to support me, but in other times it doesn't help at all and people just don't get it. So I would say to people out there, you know, if you know somebody who has anxiety, talk to them, you know, refer them to people that can help with either meditation or, you know, just help them and guide them. And for me, generally, fitness will help because I can take my mind off it. But that's another debate for another day in terms of the long-term mental health stuff you can do. But in the short term, it's having a structure around you that can support you when you need to take yourself out of that really, really difficult place. So I'm feeling a bit better now, although I'm feeling absolutely exhausted. So what I'm gonna do is gonna cook myself some food. I'm gonna just relax for a bit and then reflect and see what I can do with the rest of my evening, because I have committee papers to read for this week and things to prepare for the rest of the week. So hoping I'll feel a bit better soon.